Sunday mornings at Yellowknife Vineyard.
Pastor Melt has been mentoring a few of us, and is in the process of mentoring a few of us, you know, to be stepping in, you know, myself, Josh, you know, Jabin, who is away. So, you know, creating a team that we can minister. And as a result, I told you last time, you know, you start hearing a lot of jokes that are, you know, similar, because we're being mentored by the same person, all right? So don't get weary of the South African jokes. We'll try to spice them up with the Canadian. So that's all right. Well, we want to make sure that we are good students of Pastor Melt. So that's why this morning I'm going to bring a message that you've heard before, and I'm not going to say anything that you haven't heard, or you know, you haven't been privy to. As we begin 2023, I would just like us to remember the man of Jesus Christ, to remind us who this man is. That's why I've entitled my message this morning, Looking Up to Jesus. Now, my notes are not, as I said, they are not new. Most of the notes are coming from Pastor Mel's sermon that he has preached through different messages that we had, you know, with Jesus Encounters, you know, the healing series. So it's a combination of that. Because as I was contemplating in prayer, you know, trying to asking God, what do you want me to share this morning? And it was very impressed upon my heart that, you know, we should look to the man Jesus Christ as we enter this 2023. Who is this Jesus? You know, this is the man. I mean, about a few weeks ago, we celebrated his, you know, his birth. So we all know he was born of a Virgin Mary. And with that birth, he ushered in a great deal of change. He shook the foundation of the earth. The only man that millions and millions of books have been written upon him. Millions of books have been written upon him. The man that is undisputed, proven that he did exist. There's so much evidence to prove that Jesus existed than there is evidence that Alexander the Great existed. So who is this Jesus? You know, this is the man that humbled himself at the point of death. So it's very fitting that as we enter 2023, as we walk through 2023, we look to this man, Jesus, that he becomes the center of our lives, that he becomes the center of everything we do. Are you with me this morning? We read this morning in Hebrews 12, therefore, since we are surrounded by such great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. That's where our gaze should be. It should be upon Jesus. You know, we should approach the year with great expectation. In spite of the last few years of what has happened and what has transpired, I mean, we know that we have come from a very difficult few years. That should not change us and distract us from focusing upon Jesus. That's where our gaze should be. We approach this year with great expectation that Jesus, who did great and mighty things while he was on earth, is still able and capable of doing the great and mighty things in our lives. When we do that, we are going to expect healing. Healing from different circumstances, as long as our motives are right. As long as our motives are right, we can see a difference 2023. Now, I am a strong believer that, you know, God moves in his own way and he's got his own calendar that he operates on. This calendar that we use is a Gregorian calendar. That's how we've chosen to organize our lives. But that's not to say that God cannot honor how we've chosen to organize our lives. So we can expectantly come before him, say, God, this 2023, can it be different? Can you move in our lives? Can our motives be the right motives? You know, Pastor Melt said, where the motives for healing of whatever sort is compassion and love, healing will persist. Healing will persist. So in other words, you know, we have to become a church that is not a church that is self-centered. A church that says, Lord, I want to have compassion for the community. I want to have love for my neighbor. And who our neighbors are the people that we meet on the street. Our families. Those are our neighbors. And we can only become an effective church if Jesus Christ is the center. We can only become effective individuals in this community, in the city of Yellowknife, if Jesus Christ is the center. We look up to him. Healing comes where we recognize, as Pastor Melt said, even medical healing comes from God. Well, we've been so blessed here among us. We've got lots of health practitioners. But, you know, we know that God uses them to bring about healing. Because he's a creator. He recreates. Jesus' power flows where he is. God works where God is. So, are we going to have God in this 2023? Are we going to say, God, be here so that your healing can flow? We don't want anything else, but be here, God. Jesus heals where there's expectation. You see, it's easy for us to go and look back and say, well, you know, look at the way the year was and look at the difficulties that we're going through. And sometimes when you listen to the economists, they are anticipating an economic crisis around the world. And we get distracted and we focus on that. But that should not be our focus. If our focus is on Jesus, in spite of what is going on, if our expectation is Jesus, those economic crises that the experts say is pending will have little or no impact on us. Even if it did have an impact on us, we'll still be able to walk through that with great joy because we know who our Lord is. Because we know that he is the center of our lives, not everything else. So in order for that to happen, we need to be consistent. We need to be patient. We need to be expectant. I mean, we read, like, we need to persevere. We need to stand firm, and we can only stand firm upon his word. You know, sometimes you hear prosperity preachers, and they tell you every time, sow a seed, and you give money. I don't think that's the seed that we need to be sowing other than the seed that has been provided to us in the name of Jesus. Yes, I'm not saying giving is not good. It is good because we do operate by using money. We need to pay the bills. We need to pay the rent. We need to do benevolence ministry. It requires resources. But those resources is not what we sow. It's an appreciation of what God is doing in our lives. And we come and say, God, I'm worshiping you with this. But the seed that we need to be sowing is the seed of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Bible tells us everything is going to be done but through him. Not through anything else. That's why the Bible encourages us, lean not onto your own understanding. So then what shall we lean on? other than the person of the Jesus Christ. You see, when we make Jesus Christ the center, then we can expect God to direct our lives. Now, when God is directing our lives, it doesn't mean that we'll be free from different, you know, circumstances, because we do live in a fallen world. So we are going to be sick. You know, we're going to experience difficulties. We're going to experience loss. But there's great joy, because Jesus is our center. Because he can save us from dire circumstances. He can provide us. We can expect him to provide us. For us, we can expect him to heal us of any situation that we are going through. And let me remind you, sometimes, you know, things might be happening to you and you think you are walking alone, and like, it feels like God has abandoned you. You look around, there's no evidence of this Jesus that we are talking about. I want you to be rest assured, he doesn't leave you. He doesn't leave you. Stay firm. Stay the course, and you shall definitely see the salvation of God. You shall definitely enjoy his goodness, because he works everything for good for us, for his children. I mean, how many of you here that are parents that you wish bad for your child? Now, can you imagine, if you don't wish bad for your child, what more of the God, the Creator, who owns and created the world with a purpose? He created you with a purpose. We love our children, whom we don't really create with a purpose. God blesses us with that. But he purposely designed and created you. You know, healing comes where we are sensitive to hearing his voice and where authority is recognized. Are we going to recognize the authority of Jesus Christ upon our lives? Are we going to recognize that authority, that he has the authority upon our lives? And sometimes it's difficult. I'm not standing here and telling you that, you know, it's so easy, because sometimes we want to do a lot of things through our own intellect, and, you know, we listen to news and we plan. But is Jesus in it? That should always should be our question. Nothing but your will be done, Lord, in my life. Nothing but your will be done, Jesus. Healing in the name of Jesus flows consistently where God receives the glory. It's about him. So if we make it about him, if we make it about God, not about ourselves, we are going to experience a different year. See, in the book of Mark, you know, we are told of the woman of that suffered with the issue of blood for 12 years. And this, Pastor Mel preached extensively during the series Jesus Encounters. And this, I think he had dedicated a whole day just to that. This woman suffered a great deal. She lost a lot. Health, hope, income, economic stability, dignity, confidence. She was ostracized from her community. She lost everything. Everything she lost. Everything she lost. So, without minimizing any losses that we have experienced, put yourself in, let's put some perspective. Have you lost everything? If you haven't lost everything, that means there is hope. That means you have a reason to look forward. That means you can, if you stand firm and you persist, God is going to take you through those circumstances. She lost everything. And she became desperate. Have you become desperate for Christ? She was so desperate, and she said, if only I can touch the tip of his garment. I will be made whole. If only I can touch. She was discouraged. She was trampled upon. Nobody wanted to associate with her. Yet she pressed on against all odds, against society's perception, against all obstacles. She pressed forward. The Bible says there was a multitude of people. So it wouldn't have been so easy to get to Jesus, which means she would have had to push herself through. She pressed forward and she touched the tip of his garment. She pressed through with expectation that if I do that, I will be made whole. And when she did that, she stopped Jesus in his tracks. Jesus stopped and said, I have been touched, because power went out. And the disciple says, what? Everybody is touching you. You see, the difference is that they were touching him without the expectation. She touched him with expectation. That was the difference. It's not saying that people did not touch Jesus. There were so many people that were rubbing shoulders with him. And I'm sure if it was in nowadays, he would have had an entourage of bodyguards and not to try to get. And the Bible doesn't tell us that. I'm sure the disciples tried to be the bodyguard. They tried to surround Jesus. But people still touched him. Jesus said nothing about that. Yet this woman that had had the issue of blood for 12 years, that was an outcast of society, touched Jesus, and power flew out of Jesus. And he says, I've been touched. What's your expectation this year? What are you expecting? It's not about New Year's resolutions, which we break in the next week, I believe, you know. It's about, we make plans. But in those plans, we say, Jesus, be the center. You see, after she touched Jesus, a lot was restored to this woman. She was made whole. Companionship, fellowship was restored. Her dignity was given back. Health, freedom, hope. She regained a family. We might have lost a lot in the last few years. Can you expect to regain that? Maybe it might not happen in the next 11 or so months in this 2023, but are you able to stand firm and say, in his time, everything shall be restored to me? I'm not going to say, you know, I'm standing here like we hear a lot of, you know, faith minister that says, oh, this year is your year, this year is your year. But you told me the same thing last year, and then they blame you for nothing happening to you. But I didn't ask you if this year was my year, right? So, but the question really is, what are your fears in 2023? Are you going to carry the same fears that have plagued you the last few years? You see, our cry in 2023 should be the cry of the psalmist as he cried in Psalm 23. He says, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Even though I lose my job, even though I fall sick, even though I lose a family member, I'll fear no evil, for you are with me. Those are the valleys. If my business is not doing well, I would not have any fear. I will stand firm. Because he is with me. No matter what type of valleys you may walk through in this year, you should know and be confident that you are not alone. God is with you. There is always a purpose in your struggles and your valleys. God never stops working to make things good for you as his child. He never stops working. No matter how far estranged we get from him, he still never stops working for us. rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Are you going to trust Jesus in 2023? Knowing that God has already demonstrated his great love through his only begotten Son. Through his only begotten Son. For God so loved the world. We know that scripture very well. That's one of the first scriptures that we memorize in Sunday school. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Let's make that a reality. Let's internalize that. Let's stand on the word as we make Jesus, who, being in nature God, did not consider equality with God, nothing to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. Of the Father. That should be our confession in 2023. Amen? Amen. Amen. That's all this morning I had to bring to you. Hope you've been blessed. And let's, you know, we're going to worship one more time. And just focus on the man Jesus Christ. What does he mean for you? What place are you going to place him in your life? Are you going to surrender everything and give him the place that is due in your life? And if we do that, you will experience amazing things. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We hope you can join us next week. Have a blessed week.